It is 15th of April. I must admit, I despise bad weather, cannot stand the rain, have no tolerance for the cold. I am infuriated by mud and I am irritated by strong winds. And all of this leaves me nowhere to hide. Spring this year is both cold and very rainy. Any venture into the field is nothing but a damn mud bath. Every time I return from a field mission, I am several pounds heavier than when I left. All thanks to the mud that clings to my boots, uniform, weapon, backpack, and even to my helmet. The horrendous weather just leaves me devoid of any will to act. I am literally forcing myself to do everything. Forcing myself to get up in the morning. Forcing myself to attend to regular soldiering duties. Struggling to force myself to launder and clean clothes that instantly become soiled. You know, even the things that used to bring me pleasure, I now do under duress. I force myself even to drink sweet tea and read books, which used to be my favorite pastimes in the army. The wretched weather and cursed cold are simply sapping my willpower. Or maybe it's just my imagination that it's all because of the weather. Perhaps it's due to the accumulated fatigue and the complete lack of understanding of what lies ahead. I have been in the army for almost 14 months, which is a significant part of my life. During my time in the army, my daughter has grown up without me. Other people have taken my place at work, and my cats are slowly forgetting about me. I've noticeably aged, forgotten how to dream about the future, and now all I want is to finally be home. At the same time, however, I can't imagine that I can be at home before the defeat of the Russians. I don't understand how I can be outside the army until the occupier is expelled from Ukraine and while continues to trample on my native country. I really can't imagine that I'll take and leave the army just for the sake of personal comfort, even if it were possible, just take it and quit the army. But it's even worse for the invaders. Not only do they fight in the same mud and under the same rain, they are also hit by high-precision weapons. Guerrilla fighters cut them in their sleep, and local babushkas slip poisoned pies on them. And besides, they don't have half the motivation the Ukrainian fighters have, defending their land and freedom. Most of the Russian invaders are absolutely random people in this war. They were forcibly taken into the army and left to die the inglorious death of an invader and murderer. And I'm still trying to understand why these thousands of armed people who were stuffed into the trenches against their will do not turn their weapons against those who pulled them out of their familiar environment, put uniforms on them, and sent them half-starved under the bullets and shells. Rebellion, revolution, this is a real chance to save not only their own lives, but also the lives of their relatives, who will also be sent to the trenches and ground up by the Ukrainian army. The chances of survival for revolutionaries will be much higher than for cannon fodder, living in anticipation of HIMARS rockets or kamikaze drone strike. But there is no sign of revolution there. The Russians go to the slaughter without resistance, one battalion after another, and they, like the battalions before them, dissolve into the Ukrainian soil, which has turned into a sea of mud under endless rain. God willing, the whole of Russia will drown in this sea. May this bloodthirsty Titanic finally find its end at the bottom of the sea of mud.